On Mondays, we focus on technology, and today, the ultimate internet barter. Kyle MacDonald threw a huge party over the weekend. He was moving into his new house in Kipling, Saskatchewan. He didn't pay for the house. He traded for it. He started with one red paperclip and traded that for a pen. He offered to trade that for something else, and more than a dozen trades later, MacDonald reached his goal of a house. The story of his amazing trades has captured the imagination of a lot of different media outlets, which is part of the story now, told by NPR's Adam Davidson.
Kyle MacDonald says the best way to get his story is to go to his website.
I will open a new window.
It's easy to find. Just search for one red paperclip. It started just over a year ago. MacDonald was sitting at his computer in his Montreal apartment. He was thinking about a game he played as a kid, where you trade things with your friends, competing for bigger and better loot. He decided he wanted to trade up to something big from something small. He looked down at his desk and saw a red paperclip.
That's the actual picture of the paperclip sitting on my desk, and I decided I was going to try and trade that paperclip for a house.
He put a post on Craigslist. 2 days later, two young women in Vancouver called him and said they'd trade a pen shaped like a fish for his clip. He traded the fish pen for a handmade doorknob, that for an old camping stove, the stove for a generator. Within a few months, he graduated from basement junk to some surprising and hard-to-value items.
This was an afternoon with Alice Cooper, the rocker. I traded that for a Kiss snow globe, which I traded for with Corbin Burnson, a Hollywood actor guy who collects snow globes, was all about it.
Corbin Burnson so wanted to add the Kiss snow globe to his collection that he traded a speaking role in a movie he's about to direct. The tiny Canadian Rockies town of Kipling, Saskatchewan, took the right to cast that movie role and, in turn, gave Kyle MacDonald the keys to a brand-new three-bedroom at 503 Main Street. So in 1 year, he started with that one red paperclip.
And then now we own a house.
Let's get some makeup on your pretty little face.
Sure.
MacDonald has become a media sensation. This day, he's in New York City to appear on New Morning, the Hallmark Channel's breakfast time show.
Yeah, the hotel I stayed at, they didn't have soap, they had skin cleaner.
Ooh, see?
Well, now you're moisturized, so that's good.
Before the red paperclip project started, MacDonald had a part-time job selling a special kind of shim that keeps bar tables from wobbling. Now he's constantly being flown around the world for media appearances.
It's been crazy. Like, I put my phone number and email on the website. It's been ringing for the last 7 months straight. My girlfriend and I got flown over by Fuji TV from Japan. The phone will ring in the middle of the night, and it'll be someone from Australia or England that's, can you go live to air right now to do an interview? And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. And I'm like, good, because you're already on. So,
he's been in countless newspaper articles and radio shows. He's been on Good Morning America 3 times. CNN has covered many of his developments. 2020 did a big profile. Caroline Sprinkle, a producer at New Morning, and MacDonald discuss why his story is just perfect for television news shows.
It's such an incredible story, though.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Guy trains red paperclip for house.
And then everyone's like, what? And then
story
they all want to hear about it. Yeah.
Right.
Coming up after the break.
Right.
Watch these commercials.
Just about every time MacDonald is featured on a show, the same word comes up, inspiring. 2020 talked about how MacDonald has been able to grant wishes. Twice, CNN aired its own original poem celebrating MacDonald's ability to touch lives. Sprinkle, the New Morning producer, says there's something about MacDonald's project that reaches beyond the mundane and to the spiritual.
The big question, the philosophical question, which is, what's your red paperclip? What's going to be that first step to take you towards your goal, your dream? Yeah, there's an inspiration. It's inspiring. It's just a great, inspiring, funny, wonderful story.
Some shows say MacDonald teaches us to pursue our dreams. Others say he teaches the value of hard work or the importance of starting small even to achieve greatness or the enrichment that comes from human interconnectedness. Almost no one talks about Kyle MacDonald's obvious talent for promoting himself. But that is what most intrigues Tyler Cowen, an economics professor at George Mason University.
I think the main lesson is how much today someone with a clever idea and no assets, except a paperclip, how far they can get. And that's because of the internet, that they will be found and they will be publicized, and they can do something with that. So the lesson is the ability of smart, clever people to do more than they used to be able to do.
Cowan has written about McDonald and the paperclip on his blog Marginal Revolution. He points out that the house McDonald got was not exactly free. Many of the people who he made trades with were clearly valuing the media attention more highly than whatever physical thing they were trading. And McDonald worked very hard, more than full time, for more than a year.
So it really required quite a lot on his part, even though it just seems like he was trading a paperclip up to a house.
In fact, the weirdest thing about the story is that McDonald might have gotten way too little for his red paperclip. He came up with this great idea that got the kind of attention companies would pay millions of dollars for. And the house he got, judging by the real estate market in Kipling, Saskatchewan, is worth around $50,000, Canadian. Although, to be fair, that's not all he got. McDonald recently signed a book contract and a movie deal, and the town of Kipling, it's building the world's largest red paperclip, which it hopes will draw lots of tourists. Adam Davidson, NPR News.